Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome in to the most ridiculous fantasy show on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We have a pretty good... our goal is usually to see how long we can not talk about fantasy, but hold your interest. That's about correct, right, Pogman? Like, how long can we reel them in? How far can we go in topics?
Well, we want to be a little bit of everything. You know, we want to have interesting fantasy stuff, and we want to do all kinds of other stuff. And we have a guest, if you can hear him rustling around in the background.
That's right. We are joined by one of our dear friends. He is he's got a bunch of interesting stories. He's an interesting entity in the fantasy scope, and the company is one that you should be checking out. We're very glad to have him on. It is our buddy Greg from officialfantasyrings.com. Greg, what is going on, my friend?
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing very well right now.
And Go ahead.
Excited to be on with you guys.
Well, we're excited to have you. We always love. We have a long standing relationship with Greg over at In This League because we partnered up almost in the inception of In This League, and it's one of the best things that we've ever done. And Greg is one of the more interesting people in all the fantasy land because of all the different avenues that you've kind of reached and touched on. And first and foremost, as a nice plug here, makes one of the coolest fantasy products that are out there. And not those, like, you know, cheap rings, but like full on customized fantasy rings at really every price point. So let's start there real quick. Just talk about the rings and what you do and how people can kind of get a hold of them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you know, it basically, I was in a league, a kind of high stakes league, and the championship game was going on, and the guy who was in it was like, he looked at me, he goes, you have to make me a ring if I win. And I have a jewelry background. So I was like, huh, yeah, this might be a good idea. Let me dabble in this. So I sketched a few things. And of course, my buddy won, and I made this like ring in it. And it was nothing like they look like today. It was like a little cheesier one. But then the idea, the light bulb went off. I was like, you know what? No one's really doing this. So let me jump in, you know, both feet in and try to create something here that's not a cheesy trophy, like we said. So, you know, that's how it started. And that was like maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I was on Twitter one day, like everyone else, just trolling around for fantasy stuff. And I came across Mike Rappaport, who's a huge fantasy guy, as I think you guys know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
he was in that Howard Stern famous league called the Emotional Friends League with a few celebrities, well, quasi-celebrities and Baba Booey. And there was a big feud going
on. I like how you said that, by the way. You're like, a bunch of quasi-celebrities and Baba Booey. Like, that's a good push.
So there was a whole big thing. They were throwing him out of the league, but he ended up winning this league. Baba Booey did. So I was like, you know what? This may be a springboard for me, an opportunity just to get some eyeballs on me. Let me make the ring, you know, and I'll get in touch with Rappaport somehow. I didn't know Rappaport. And I was like, I'll just reach him. I was DMing him. And finally he got back to me. I was like, oh my God, it's a miracle. And I was like, you know what? I made this ring. Can you give it to Baba Booey for me? He was like, oh, really cool. And he was like, I'm going to do it for you, buddy. Don't worry. So I got him the ring, and the rest we developed a relationship, Rap and I, and he definitely is a fantasy fanatic. He has his own show, and from that moment on, I've been sponsoring his leagues and a lot of
others. Well, now see, I want to spoil it all. I want to talk about that because it's interesting. But Bogman, can you imagine, by the way, us having a friend that has any type of importance in life that we can say, hey, use your skill to make me this amazing thing? Like, our bets are like, take me to lunch. Can you imagine us having a friend that's like, hey, you make me a ring because you have a jewelry background? We don't have that.
No. Like, my one of my friends, I'm like, hey, I just got a speeding ticket. You're a lawyer. Can you get me out of this?
We have a lawyer friend.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we're like, hey, we just said something horrible at In This League. Are we okay? Are we good? And then that's how we get through it. Also,
like, Twitter's really upset, but is there any kind of legal ramification?
Yeah. Can Twitter sue us? No, they can't. All right. Thank you. We won't call you again. Am I wrong? Now, because you're out of New York, why do I feel like jewelry is just better out of New York? Just like salsa out of Texas.
Yeah. There's a big jewelry district here, and the whole, there's a big, the rappers and the athletes, they all kind of hit like the jewelry market in this area. Although I'm not based out of there per se, but yeah, New York does a lot of jewelry and L.A. So those are the two.
Greg, if you want some turquoise jewelry, come on down and visit us in Arizona. We got you covered.
That's too true.
That Southwest flair. Yeah, that'd be even my next line. I'm gonna do a little Southwest theme.
You make me a bolo tie next, please.
Definitely.
All right. So before we get into the what I want to just cover real quick, because I want to get through the story, because I think it's really interesting, some of the stuff you've done. Just real quick, like, what type of rings do you have? What type of price points for people that are in leagues that are interested? Let's talk about that for 1 second. Like, what do you got going on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I do there's different price points, of course. There's like a really, like, it's an inexpensive ring. It's like $200 or something, and it's really like but it's great, it's solid, it's big. You could, but the main thing is you could customize them. That was the key, because you could buy anything that just says fantasy champion, but can you really buy one that has your team name on it and your league name and your year? I mean, that's what I think sets it apart from the other rings that are out there, because you could certainly buy everything cheaper everywhere else in the world.
That's right.
But there's the whole personalization aspect, which really goes far. People really love that and appreciate it. And you know, in the leagues that I'm participating in, and where we actually, you know, it's a live league and people hanging out at, you know, after the fact, and they, Sundays when everyone hangs out, the champ always wears his ring, and it becomes a whole thing. It's like kiss my ring kind of thing. And
you know, it's funny that you say that, because I'm looking like Tom Brady over here at my house, because I've got 3 rings on, because in the summer of 2015 was a good year for the Welsh, because the Welsh pulled down a baseball and a basketball championship. And though we did nothing to earn it, and we are total scumbags for having it, we have an incredible of the In This League customized ring. We have our own customized jeweled out ring. So, I mean, I'm looking like Tom Brady.
I think we provided many hours of entertainment.
We have provided entertainment. That is what we did to earn it.
Yeah, I mean, no championships. Yeah.
They're the
best.
But
we are championship level talkers, and Greg knows and is awesome and made us these rings. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you guys found me on Twitter, I think. And
yes, sir.
And we had a great conversation, and I was like, let me check, because I get a lot of podcasts, a lot of people looking for this type of thing. And I listened to one of your episodes, and it was just like, you guys are like, you brought it. It was funny. It was informative. It was just like, oh, I like these guys. So it was a good fit, I thought.
And it's
so,
been a perfect fit.
Still is.
Yeah, look at us.
Yeah,
look at us.
Still cool. Is.
Greg's our good buddy, and we do great stuff. Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting. So everyone can go check it out, officialfantasyrings.com as well. You can use a promo code ITL, get a little bit of hookup. There's lots of different ways you can get them customized. So let's start, because I want to get a few weird stories, but you kind of set the table to start that it was Rapoport that kind of got you on the scene a little bit. And
correct.
But it was with the Howard Stern League. So you made a ring for the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League, and then you started doing stuff for Rapoport. So talk about how it's kind of run through and some of the people that you have been making rings for.
Yes. So Rapoport, I ended up making his own like podcast branded rings. It wasn't per se a fantasy ring. It was like the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast ring. They wanted it. So it was him and his co-host, Gerald Moody, G Moody, rhymes with duty, and his two producers. So I made four rings for them. And they wear it to this day, which is great. Occasionally you'll see it on his Instagram. He'll wear like a big championship ring. It was funny when I went to deliver the rings. You know, he does live in New York City part time, and so I was like, all right, I'm going to go up to his apartment, and it was kind of like, oh man, how do I act? I never met anyone, you know, semi famous like that, and so I get to the door, doorman buzzes me up, I get up there, I'm nervous, I'm like, I open the door, and the door opens up, and it's not him.
Aww.
I was like, where's Rap? And it was his call. He goes, oh, he had to leave. I was like, what do you mean he had to leave? He's like, no, he had to leave. So I handed the rings over. I walk inside, and I saw some things that I probably shouldn't have seen.
Like what, Greg? Specifically, what they are?
No. And then of course that was the start of a really great relationship. And then with through Rappaport, I ended up being seen a lot from his Instagram. You know, social media is just so strong. You never know who's watching. So I ended up George Lopez ended up contacting me. And he wanted to have some rings made for his comedy Get Down, which was a really great opportunity for me. I was very, very fortunate that he did see it.
And that was Eddie Griffin, Cedric the Entertainer, George Lopez, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And now that has opened the doors because of that. And now I'm getting tons of inquiries all day long, and I'm making rings left and right. And it's not for like famous people. I'm far from that. Most of the rings I make are for leagues and just individuals who just want something cool and something different.
What's the weirdest one that you've made? Like, what's the weirdest request that you've gotten or something really strange that you can tell us about?
Let's see. So
weirdos are hitting you up.
Yeah. People want like rings from like their like championship that they won in, I remember that one. Someone wanted me to make him a business ring, like he hit it big in the stock market on something. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. It was like a thousand bagger, it was called. I guess that's like a stock term that if you
it's like
really,
Wolf of
really
Wall Street,
well
it's like Leo Wolf of Wall Street. Like, I need a ring.
Yeah. It was crazy. So that was a weird one. And then like I made someone like a White Sox championship ring, but it looked nothing like the 2005 White Sox championship. He just wanted his own design, his own spin on it.
See, that's what I was going to say. Is I wonder would people ever want you to recreate like current championship rings of teams?
Yes, I do that. I'm doing an Eagles one right now.
If I wanted a 49er one, that would be something I could end
that
up
would
doing.
Be very, very cool. I would love to do that for you. Absolutely.
That is awesome.
Now, have you made any replica Los Angeles Dodgers rings? I bet you haven't, since they haven't won since 19.
Oh, just a dig.
Yeah, that's not. That's
okay,
not really.
Here's one. What would you not do? You're a Yankees fan, right?
I would do anything.
Oh,
I
okay.
Really would.
I would say,
really
would you
would.
Stop it at Red
Cash
Sox?
Rules everything around me.
Cream, get the money.
No, I would do everything. I'm a Yankees fan. I grew up in New York, absolutely. But and I'm a Red Sox hater. I'm actually an all New England hater. I hate the Patriots. I'm a Jet fan too. It's just I can't wait till Tom Brady retires.
A lot of people are
you and everyone else, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know,
okay, so you
I
haven't
know,
had
but...
any like I now I'm thinking too. I mean, this isn't appropriate, but I'm thinking maybe those Wall Street rings. They're like, all right, I want this for the 1,000 bagger, and if you could possibly make a little compartment that could fit a nostril that I could put potentially a substance in.
Interestingly enough, I haven't heard from him in a couple of years now. I wonder how he's doing. I should check up on him. Maybe he went went bankrupt. I don't know.
Check
Who
all
knows?
The rehabs.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Okay, so all right. Lastly, here, one of the cool things you do as well is you've got the, and I think you're kind of really stepping into this round, aren't you? Is the dog tag? You've got these like blinged out dog tags. If people wanted to go another area, and the big thing for people to remember, what's so cool about these is like This is bling. This is straight up jewelry. This isn't like little, you know, foggy jewelry that's going to go on your finger and turn it green. This is like big time jewelry that's customized. And now you're doing straight up dog tags.
Yes. So I started doing some branding too, some branding rings. So people don't only want sport rings. They want their own rings. They want their own badass ring. You know, like, hey, look how great I am. You know, that kind of thing. So I did do some dog tags for RNWC, which is Raider Nation West Coast, and I made some rings for them. And they're a great group of guys. They are hardcore fans. Those Raider Nation guys.
I know.
Oh,
I bet they're like, can you put a compartment for a couple sharp objects to come out of it? So yeah.
Yeah, but all really, really, really good guys. You know, everyone that I've met and come across. I mean, and they
Greg,
yeah. The,
Greg will
they
say that at least until they release his family.
Yeah. Yes, yes. They scare the hell out of me, some of them. But they're real cool, though.
All right.
So we did some dog tags, yes. And so, now we could do dog tags. If your league's not into rings, some people don't like rings for whatever reason, you could wear this ring, the dog tag, and we fully customize. And then you could actually put, like, some like, six or seven guys on your roster so you always remember, like, who brought you that championship, which is kind of cool.
That is,
you
know, very, very cool. That's
people
awesome.
People forget who got you there. So, yeah, I mean, if you win, you know who got you there.
Yeah, right. But, yeah. But, I like that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And that's a big thing for everyone to remember, you know, with, it's football season coming up. These are not just for football. You can do basketball. You can do baseball. And you could be like Al Bundy. I want to celebrate my 4 touchdowns in high school. You could do stuff like that. You can celebrate whatever it is with customized rings over at officialfantasyrings.com. And when you're doing it, there's actually kind of little, there's some like bragging rights in there too. You could say, yeah, I got my ring made the same place that Michael Rapaport, Cedric the Entertainer, George Lopez, they're getting rings there. You can do the same thing. Your league mates just chip in a couple bucks. You can get that business done. It's a beautiful thing. Greg, we love talking to you. You actually hung out with ITL listeners. You went out to concerts and stuff with some of our insiders. I'm
yes.
jealous because I want to do that sometime. My goal is to come out to New York. We'll party with you. We'll hang out. We'll bling out. That is Greg
go
from Official Fantasy Rings.
House.
That's right. Yeah, I'll go to Rappaport's house. He won't be there. We'll see things we shouldn't see. Greg, we love you, man. And everyone should check him out. Where? What website?
OfficialFantasyRings.com, Instagram, Twitter. I'm everywhere.
Do it. Cool. Oh, yes, absolutely. The Fantasy Rings and Official Fantasy Rings. Go check those out on the Instagrams. Follow it up. That is Greg from OFR, OfficialFantasyRings.com. Use that promo code ITL. Don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Welsh. In this league, whole bunch of baseball, whole bunch of football. Don't move that dial. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Welcome back. In this league right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. We got a lot to talk about in this show, but when do you want to win your fantasy football league, Bogman?
Yes.
You simply must go to the very best source of information that you can find in thisleague.com. And that is also rotoexperts.com senior writer Jake Seeley. We are plugging the all-in kid right here. It's an undisputable fact that no other fantasy football analyst in the industry is a better player ranker and accuracy expert than the all-in kid. Technically, it's a fact. It's very unfortunate. In 2017, Jake was the number one draft accuracy ranker in the whole industry, and it was verified by FantasyPros.com. He's also been a consistent top three ranker throughout his distinguished career. Can you believe I just had to read that about Jake?
Jake's Ooh. Pretty good.
Yeah,
he's
pretty
our
good.
Friend.
He's
pretty
our
good.
Friend. He's good. If you want to be the best, go with the best. Get Jake's 2018 fantasy football rankings now in the Roto Experts exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter promo code WINNER at checkout for a special discount. Go do it. We are not going to talk about fantasy football right now, as much as I want to. And that's what everyone's mind is on. We'll get there. Right. We got 3 hours of this business going on. Now about 2.5. Which, by the way, I thought that was fun talking with Greg. Obviously, he's a dear friend of ours, and we want to help promote, you know, his business, which I think is very, very cool. But at the same time, I just think Greg is super interesting in, like, the world that he's living in, that, you know, he's all of a sudden, he intertwines himself in the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League and Michael Rapaport. And then all of a sudden, he's making rings, custom rings for George Lopez and Cedric the Entertainer. And those dudes are taking pictures everywhere. And the weird stock market guy. What is that about?
No idea. That's very, very strange.
I wonder if you do what those cryptocurrency rings would look like right now. Not worth as much as they were when it was made. Make me a Bitcoin ring, but get it on the cheap, my friend.
Are you saying that perhaps I was right for avoiding that whole thing for a little bit?
At the time that it was talked about, very, very smart to have avoided it. Now, it's cheap enough. It's cheap enough to get in.
Now, so this is like the overcorrection.
Yeah,
you know, like when you're going to draft someone that disappointed you last year. Now it's the overcorrection. So you get in now on the ground floor and then wait for it to grow again, right?
Yes. Yeah, I wonder who is current Bitcoin in the NFL? I'm trying to think, like, who's someone we drafted high last year who's now corrected his value to an appropriate range? Maybe T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y. Hilton could be a good one.
Is he Bitcoin?
Maybe Aaron Rodgers is Litecoin or something. Where
that's a Litecoin,
he got hurt. So
Aaron Rodgers is Ethereum. Everybody loves Ethereum. Everyone loves Aaron Rodgers. It's got to be someone who was like up there, and you know, we've corrected ourselves on it. It's like maybe a little bit of Joe Mixon, a little bit of Joe Mixon-y.
Maybe I feel like it could be with the cryptocurrency that it's all like man, I just completely blanked on who. Oh, Lamar Miller.
Oh,
it's all Lamar Miller. So it's just bad, and it's going to get worse.
You know what? There is a crypto. I don't want to get too nerdy, but yeah, there's some cryptocurrencies that could be Lamar Miller. Fair point that maybe Lamar Miller is the Bitcoin. He was going really high last year. He's way down, but like Bitcoin, you still kind of don't want to get in where Lamar Miller's going. You still don't want to invest in because you're not sure if we've hit the bottom. On Lamar Miller, specifically.
Hit the bottom and start digging. That's Lamar Miller.
I do want to talk about baseball, though, because the trade deadline, this is a weird trade deadline that's going on. It's stirring up.
I feel like nothing's going to happen at the actual
deadline. I do, too. It's all happening now. It's like we go to a movie, all the previews go, and the movie starts, and it's like, I just watched 45 minutes of previews. I don't want to see this stupid movie.
That was the movie.
Yeah, that was the movie. I don't need a 2.5-hour movie that's 45 minutes of previews.
You guys don't get it. It's edgy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We're getting so many early trades. Obviously, you know, the big ones. We had the Manny Machado one. Zach Britton that just went down. I thought that was an interesting one. But Friday, you and I were treated, because I think people are expecting us to talk about this. We were treated to a surprise Arizona Diamondbacks trade where they acquired Eduardo Escobar from the Minnesota Twins. Let's go.
Let's go. Leads the league in doubles. Let's go.
Does he really?
Yeah, he has 37 doubles.
In a row?
In a row.
I didn't know that. He is hitting .274 with 15 homers. What I think was most interesting about it was I thought there was this, like, we were kind of borderlining an area where it's like, I don't know if the Diamondbacks are going to be buyers. You know what I mean? They're not sellers.
No,
you kind of go for it, but I don't know.
Why, you're so negative.
Well,
why do you always have to be so? They're a game and a half back of the
Dodgers. Got Manny Machado.
And a half a game back out of the wild card.
They're still putting Robbie Ray out there. Well, they're putting Robbie Ray out there every night, every other night.
Yeah, well, maybe that needs to be corrected. You know?
Well, Nick Ahmed was starting shortstop.
Yeah, so correct it.
Jake
Lamb
was their third baseman.
Well, he got hurt, thank God.
How much can you buy is the problem. How much Bitcoin is going to get you out of debt? That's where the Diamondbacks were at. I don't know if
there's
enough.
Yeah, I mean, their minor league system is a bit like Bitcoin,
but also
it?
Their major league system, there's some holes. There's some major holes that I just wasn't sure that they were going to be willing to sell the pieces to try to, you know, kind of recoup, have a recovery for this season. But Eduardo Escobar, I don't know why, was kind of surprising. He was he's just a rental. It was just about, you know, how much would the Twins be sellers? And they are, and they
it should be the Sins, I think.
They
I like
be
that.
The Sins, yeah, with Buxton and Sano, who just got called back up. But Jake Lamb is the worst in all of baseball. Is he the worst again, by the way? Can you confirm if he's the worst?
No, he's not. He's not that bad, but he's underperforming even for him.
So a 274 with 15 homer hitter is replacing the 222 six homer Jake Lamb. And because he's going to play third base, and I don't know.
Lamb's been playing with that shoulder injury the whole year. Like, it's time for him to rehab it and get it right.
I think this is a very positive boost for Eduardo Escobar, fantasy-wise. I mean, he was already having a great year.
Those doubles can turn into bombs at Chase Field.
Yeah, well, he can keep hitting those doubles off the wall as well. We know what, you know, decent hitters in the AL, they come over here and we get those J.D. Martinez outputs. We might be looking at a 12-homer boost, you know, maybe 12 homers rest of season. I mean, maybe some would have projected that anyways, but he's 15 on the year. I would be surprised if he's 25-plus and he's hitting near the middle of the lineup. I mean, this might be something that the Diamondbacks want to move Paul Goldschmidt near four, and you have Eduardo Escobar maybe about three. Pollock,
yeah,
a little bit of two.
I mean, it could be. I feel like he's a perfect two-hitter with all those doubles, right?
I'm good with whatever. I'm good. Let's just get some fantasy points.
Let's just get him in the lineup, man.
Let's get some fantasy points. One player that grossly the Diamondbacks apparently were in on was Asdrubal, we call him. We can say that. Asdrubal Cabrera, but then the Phillies, thankfully, took him for just a minor league pitcher who's okay. He's Franklin Colomi. He's okay. And they go out and they pick up Asdrubal Cabrera, goes to Philly. Do you think that's the big Philly move now?
No, I still think they're in on Moustakas a little bit, right? Because they said they could possibly wind up playing him at first. I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, why is Moustakas not moved yet?
I don't know. Well, they're just upping the value, I suppose.
You think they're just waiting for a holdout or somebody?
Well, there was one thing I did see this could go down any second. It could have already gone down, and we just haven't even seen it. Where the Brewers had pulled Brett Phillips, and one of the rumors was Mike Moustakas going to the Brewers, where Travis Shaw would then go play second base. And Brett Phillips was pulled from his Friday AAA game, but there's been no, you know, I haven't seen any updates as far as that's going. But again, like you kind of were talking about, I think we might have all the moves happen before the trade deadline, and it might be a super disappointing trade deadline.
Well, what's if Archer doesn't get moved, let me ask you this.
Oh, Archer.
If Archer doesn't get moved, is this a disappointing trade deadline?
No, it's not a disappointing trade deadline because there's been plenty of action. But if you look at the trade deadline as Tuesday, yes, it will
that
be.
That day is going to be boring as hell.
How
right?
the hell is that day with all the trades that are going on? What does that day have for us that's going to be exciting? If Chris Archer, let's say like we get little moves, let's say Moustakas gets traded, whatever. And we come to Tuesday and Archer gets traded and you get one more kind of middle name. That'd be exciting. That would be fun.
How long has the extra wild card been around? That extra wild card team?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I feel like that ever since that wild card came in, that one spot. So it's only two more teams in all of baseball get an extra playoff spot and they play one game. But to be a playoff team in Major League Baseball is a big deal. So I feel like a bunch of teams feel like they're still in it. They're only a couple games back, and maybe the Welsh would put the Diamondbacks in there since he thought they would possibly be sellers.
Not even sellers. I wasn't saying I thought they
just
would
not
be sellers,
buying.
But just not buyers. Well, I mean, that team, if they didn't feel like they were going to be aggressive, I do think they should consider trading AJ Pollock because the guy's going to be a free agent, and very little likelihood that they are going to re-sign him.
Yeah, I don't think you can sit still anywhere, though. You either have to be a buyer or a seller. You have to figure it out. That's why everyone's pissed off at the Nationals. All their fans are like, well, what are you doing?
Well, I want to talk about that here in just a little bit.
About how the ownership wants them to sell, but the GMs, you know, Rizzo over there says, nah, I think we're still going to buy.
Okay, well, since we're in it, let's just jump right into it because I got a hard time with this Bryce Harper talk. And that's the thing that circles the Nationals right now. I mean, he's a free agent, and teams are talking about, would he be moved? You know, teams are talking about buying. And I saw somebody bring up the point that they weren't sure that Bryce Harper would net even more than Manny Machado on the rental. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, his batting average has been pretty bad, and you know it's a rental. I mean, Manny Machado was doing everything when he got traded. He was hitting for power. He was stealing some bases. He was doing just a little bit of everything. So why not?
To that point, do you think there's any trade we could see with Bryce Harper? Which I don't. I mean, what's the likelihood, by the way? Because I say 0%.
I think that the Nationals still have a ton of money. They're in a major market in D.C. That they're going to still try to get him back. I know everyone says it's a guarantee that he's gone, but we've heard that in all sports, all across a bunch of different places. He just won the home run derby there. He's been there his whole career. I think he may want to stick there. I'm not saying that it's definitely going to happen. Yankees are going to say, hey, look, do you want, 10% of the franchise to come over to New York? But they're going to offer him a gigantic contract. But I think that
not getting moved, though.
He's not getting moved because they think that they're still.
Why do we do that
for
to ourselves?
Next season?
You know what it is? It's the guys that know. It's the stations. They're like, we know this trade deadline is going to suck. All the moves are being done beforehand. We're out of control. We can't control anything. What are we going to do? Oh, let's talk about trading Bryce Harper. Let's do that. No one's talking about trading Bryce Harper.
If they were going to trade Bryce Harper, if that could even come into their train of thought, why not do it when he had a full year left, because any player has the potential to not live up to it from year to year. And that's exactly what's going on with Bryce right now. He's not living up to his potential with the batting average. I mean, he's doing everything else, so it's not like he's horrible or anything.
All right.
He's
how about this?
Producing.
If you're the Yankees, would you trade Gary Sanchez and two other pieces, maybe a big prospect like a Clint Frazier and then another pitching prospect for a 2-month rental of Bryce Harper with the idea that maybe we can re-sign him?
Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. So the reason I'm not doing it is because they already are way ahead, the Yankees. I mean, I know they're in the wild card right now, and people are making a big deal about that because, 100-win team is going to have to play a play-in game, basically. But they're going to make the playoffs regardless. And they can also I think they're the front runner to sign Bryce right now. They're 5 games back of Boston, but
You think the Yankees are you think they're the tops, not the Cubs?
Yeah, I think they're probably the tops. 4.5. They're 4.5 games up on the next wild card spot. Like, they're already definitely making the playoffs. So,
but you think the Yankees are number one to sign Bryce Harper?
Then
why not make the move now?
Because you don't have to give up anything. You're still going to get him next year. I would say that would be my thought process.
I think the Cubs are, if not one of the top. I mean, dude is best buddies, playing in Vegas with Chris Bryant, doesn't he? Isn't his stupid dog named Wrigley?
Dollar bills talk. So
Cubs have dollar bills.
Yeah, the Cubs have dollar bills, but are they as big as the Yankees dollar bills? Dollar bills, yeah.
I think green's the same color everywhere. You just got to have quantity of it, and the Cubs will come up with quantity. You could dump off Hayward somewhere. You go over the luxury tax. It's Cubs.
It is the Cubs, but it's also the Yankees. So I don't know. You know what I mean? I wouldn't
play with broken ass Aaron Judge. He's always broken. He's got a broken.
No, he's not always broken.
His damn middle teeth are broken in his hand.
His teeth are broken?
I was doing like the stray hand. He's got like the gap tooth.
Oh. Well, he looks like Shrek. So, but there's no, I don't think there's any amount of money that can fix that. So,
I mean,
you might as well be good at baseball if you're going to be really ugly. So,
I didn't say he was ugly. You're saying breaking news. Bogman says, I'm going to tweet this. Yeah. Breaking news. Bogman says Aaron Judge is ugly.
Well, that's not a hot take. Aaron Judge is ugly.
That's a hot take. That's brutal.
It's not a hot take.
At Bogman Sports, that's where you put your Aaron Judge hate. I just said he looks like Michael Strahan.
Aaron Judge.
I don't think you do.
I mean, I wouldn't want to look like him. So, I mean, I look bad enough. It's not like I'm a good looking.
Who'd you rather go on the town with, Aaron Judge or Bryce Harper?
No, definitely Bryce Harper.
Because he's prettier?
Yeah, I get his fall offs. Oh. So, you know, the tens are hanging around with him. The sevens that are hanging out with the tens come on over to me.
Only problem, though, is like if Aaron Judge is a 10, you might look like a 7. If Bryce Harper's a 10, you might look like a 2. Like, it's a pretty big fall off.
I'm definitely going to look like a 2 next to Bryce Harper, but the chicks going up to Bryce Harper are 10s. That makes me, you know, I get the gravitational 7s around him, right?
You're forgetting one key factor, Bogman. Remember what I said about the Cubs? All green is the same if you got mass quantities of it.
No green.
I would say all baseball players equally
extra shifts of my normal job to pay off my stupid speeding ticket.
They all equally look probably as handsome with all those dollar bills that are hiding behind them. So I wouldn't think there's much discrimination.
I just want to be like Jonah Hill in Get Him to the Greek, like, you know, hey, if I sleep with you, will you hook me up with Aldis? Sure.
Sure. Yeah. You'd be great at that role. You'd be great at that role. Go.
Hey, I look a lot like Jonah Hill.
You kind of do. Cuddle the fuzzy wall, whatever it is. I don't remember what it is. What's the fuzzy wall thing?
Furry.
The what?
The furry wall. Yeah. He had to rub the furry wall because he was on the Jeffrey.
The Jeffrey. That's good. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more here, a little bit more baseball, and then we've got a ton of fantasy football coming up because it is draft season. We're approaching August, and it is all hands on deck, folks. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Bogman and Welsh. We'll be back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
Everybody is half win and half lose.
Okay.
The lose half is
Scott Bogman.
Right.
The winning half is
Chris Welsh.
Right.
In This League.
It's inside. It's where the fear lives.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Could you start over again?
Let's play ball.
That's right.
In This League.
In This League. Let's see it. Jump on the announcer. When does it end?
That's my least favorite rejoin.
Oh, because you lose and I'm the win?
Yes.
Oh, don't be salty.
I'm a little bit salty.
Don't be mad.
I don't like photo radar tickets. I got to be honest. I'm very. It's unconstitutional, right?
Boy, yeah. That's you're not gonna.
You
be
think
able to
I can fight
go.
That?
I don't like. So Bachman obviously got photo
radar.
Should
they have someone going out and handing out tickets instead of taking pictures of them? That's just lazy.
Oh, so you're mad that you didn't get pulled over and half your day taken away, that a photo radar caught you speeding?
Well, it's not half your day. I mean, it is, you know.
You just want to plead your case.
All I'm saying
Bogman
is...
Bogman wants accountability. That's all he's asking for, folks. Accountability. Sick of people that don't have accountability.
I just hate the fact that, this is all to drum up money. You know what I mean? So, I'm a poor person. It doesn't need to come out of my pockets. So.
Oh, okay. So it's a government.
I just get somebody out there doing the work, you know. Don't have a photo radar. Don't have a machine giving out fines. I don't like that.
Well, don't speed.
So maybe I'll. I understand I shouldn't speed. I get it. I was going 51 into 40. Those things only go off at 11.
Yeah, they do.
And
you got to know that.
At 11. So
you gotta know your surroundings.
Come on,
surroundings.
Man. I've driven around here. This is my first ticket in a decade.
Yeah,
so
very salty
for a long time.
Bogman could do two segments on this. Like you were avoiding looking at your mail, and you got it, and you were just like, oh, "Come on!" I'll tell you though, the
$250, man, that sucks. Gotta have to start to go
a race. Sometimes you got to race, Bogman. I guess.
I do.
I'll tell you this though.
Paradise Valley. You've been to Paradise Valley, though, right?
And I know not to speed in Paradise Valley.
Yeah, but there are photo
I know where they all are.
dude, you could get six tickets in a day and then move them also.
Nope. I know where they all are. They're all in the same place.
You don't know where all of them are because they move them every day.
No, all of them. I know right when to slow down. I know the whole joint.
Congratulations. I missed one. Well, and it was right at the beginning of Paradise Valley, too, is where Phoenix turns into Paradise Valley.
Oh, yeah, no one cares.
And I forgot about it. And
nobody cares about that. But I will tell you this. The most unconstitutional thing, phrasing, it was, and this is the thing technology has really helped, was sitting in those damn classes, those speeding ticket classes. Nothing on the planet was worse than 8 hours in a little, like, you know, cul-de-sac, or what was it, like, you know, like a little,
You're drowning. Shopping. I'm trying to throw you a life preserver.
No, like, you know, like the shopping centers.
Which one fits you.
You go to like a little shopping center.
Like a strip mall.
A strip mall. That's what I'm looking for. You go a little strip mall, go into a little thing. You sit in a room for 8 hours with the scum
of
the earth.
People.
All the sweaty, scummy people.
All these scummy speeders.
All these people that are wearing clothes they shouldn't wear. And all of them you judge, and then you feel bad that you're judging. But deep down, you're like, nah, I'm right. I know what I'm judging. This is correct. That experience, which younger people don't have now, and I don't have to have now, because thank God you get a speeding ticket, you can go on,
at least
sit.
They won't hire anybody for that either.
You know, that's true. They're taking away jobs. But you know what's so great? I can sit in my room, drink beer, and I can take a 4 hour driving class while I'm hammered.
Really 4 hours?
It's 4 hours, dude. And they don't let you skip ahead. Like they do the timer. Like you have to spend a certain amount of time on a thing.
How much did you get 4 hours of Netflix in while you were doing it?
No, because I get like you got to kind of pay attention because they're going to try to mess with you a little bit. I did some other stuff. YouTube videos. Listen to little Bill Burr on the YouTube while we're doing it.
Throw some podcasts on, maybe air check yourself.
Yeah. Listen to In This League. Yeah. Listen to me drowning or, you know, bad segments that we do. It's pretty common.
About speeding tickets. You know, I hate the whole photo radar system. I mean, I could go to court and ask them to see when the last time it was calibrated.
I'd give anything for that, because Bogman pulled out the picture and he was like, well, that's me.
That's definitely
just your dumb face just sitting there like, oh,
my big dumb bearded dude.
Will you send me a picture of it?
Idiot face.
I want to see a picture of it. I bet. Yeah, because I know that face where you're like, huh?
No, I just look oblivious. Like I have no idea what's going to go on.
Were you looking at your phone?
No, surprisingly, I wasn't. Oh. I might have had it in my, you know, I tell you what, this isn't a great picture. Like, it's clearly me, but it is really grainy, and they have parts of my, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
you should shave and lose some weight and then be like, prove it.
I mean, I can shave.
Oh. You can't lose the weight, no?
Yeah.
Maybe get a tan?
I'm probably 10 pounds up from when this picture was taken.
Well, maybe gain some weight.
Yeah, man. Maybe I do that. No, I'm clearly too skinny in this, Your Honor.
Yeah, that's not me. So, that's a skinny guy.
I can't be me. Who is this slim
guy? I'm not
guy?
Even legally able to drive anymore. I can't leave my house.
That's right. When I'm sitting in the driver's seat, the passenger seat says there's someone in it.
You should be like the, I don't know if people saw this story. In Arizona, there was like this councilman that was driving like 120 or something down a road, and he got pulled over by a cop, and I don't know the exacts, but it was like, these guys, if you work in a government agency, like, you can't be given a ticket, like a civilian ticket.
What?
And he totally abused the law, and it was caught on camera, and the guy was just like having a great time because he knew the cop couldn't give him a ticket. And the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, had to actually step in and take that law away because this a-hole was just driving around 110 and just having the time of his life.
Yeah, I saw there was someone that they're either driving without a license or...
Sorry.
Yeah, it's definitely me. Yeah.
Bogman, send me the picture of him. You look like bigger Charles Manson, like you're ready to go get the crew.
That was at peak beard.
Oh, my
that was
God.
That's the bushiest my beard has gotten since I started growing it here. So... I just look like a regular idiot driving around. So
at least you're like 10 and 2. Like your actions are pretty. You should actually, you know what you should do?
I'm not 10 and 2. I'm at 12 only.
Your hand, well, okay, there you go. Your hands are at 12. I think you should take this to court and say, Judge, I don't have a phone in my hand. I'm looking straight. I'm looking straight. I got my hands on the wheel. You know what you just did? He took a picture of a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, that's yeah, and did. Look at this. No cars around me at all, either.
No.
So why do I have to drive that slow?
Why do you have a tag? Why do you have a parking tag on your thing, though?
For my complex.
Oh, take that off.
I have to use it to park, or they'll tow my car. So
okay. All right, let's talk about real things and not your ticket. That are you going to pay it? Or are you going to pretend like you never got it?
No. They've added all this extra stuff now. Like if they have to send out someone to serve you, even if you're not guilty of this, you have to pay for that.
You'd be it's all, a whole thing.
And they have it in Spanish. Like you can't get in it out of any of this.
Actually,
stuff.
You know, what'd be the worst too is after like 2 weeks, if you ignored it, you'd be walking around and you'd be like looking at anyone that was kind of like weird. You'd be like, "Is this the guy that's going to serve me?" You know what I mean?
Oh, I would just be—I'd be a complete and total recluse.
Have you ever been served?
No, I haven't.
I was served once.
Oh, yeah?
At my house.
And did you have to pay for the stuff?
No.
Was it for this or was it for something else?
It was for something else.
Ah, I see.
Didn't have to pay. I mean, I don't think I did. I didn't pay it. Maybe I'll get served for that, too. I don't know. I didn't pay it. All right, baseball trades. So the Eduardo Escobar, that's probably one of the bigger fantasy impact trades to the Diamondbacks that went down at least over the last couple days. The Cubs haven't traded for Bryce Harper, but they did, Bogman, trade Cole Hamels for Cole Hamels. Watch out now.
Yeah, I thought they were buyers, and then they got Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels, I will say, has been, I'll look it up
horrible
right now.
Over the last five games.
He has been, but he's been much better at home. Like, his home road splits are huge. I think his ERA was up over six at home.
But now he's technically away.
Down over two on the road. So, he was bad at home and good on the road, so which means good. You know, it should be good if he's anywhere but Texas.
They have the best, like, lineup or like rotation from like 2015. Like John Lester, Cole Hamels, Yu Darvish, little Quintana in there. That's a pretty good lineup 3 years ago, a rotation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Yu Darvish is going to play again this year.
I don't think so.
If I had to bet money on it, I would say no. Let's see. At home, his ERA is 6.41, ooh, Cole Hamels, 59 innings. Away, 2.93 in 55 innings.
You think that's what they were buying? They're buying that away record?
I think ERA? So. The average at home is 289. The average on the road is 220. I guess maybe it's just getting out of that ballpark. I mean, you were big on Cole Hamels coming into the season. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not trying to, you know,
I got
to
share it too.
Throw some shade on you or anything here, but what do you think about him moving to Chicago for the rest of the season?
I think it's interesting. I mean, it's better than if Matt Harvey's traded to the Brewers. Like, I don't want any part of that. I mean, though, right. Like, he was made to go to Milwaukee, by the way. Like,
you think so?
Oh, all right. Have you seen him? Like, that's it. I mean, he can just be a beer drinking. He can let that gut out.
Things that are bad for your career.
I think the nightlife will be perfect for him. I think that's a perfect place for him to go from Cincinnati to Milwaukee. Let's then send him to Minnesota. Let's keep him in the Midwest. Let's keep doing that for Matt Harvey. But I don't know. I think there's a bit of speculation to be had on Cole Hamels. He's not who he used to be. His velocity has been pretty noticeably down. And it's not like the Cubs pitchers have all been, you know, they haven't been whirling it out. So I'm in on speculating, but I would also be comfortable getting out really quick if you need to. I mean, Kyle Hendricks, things aren't going so well. John Lester, you know, the whole crew. Like, I feel like all they're doing is you're throwing more bodies at a problem. And I'm not sure he's not the guy. He's not the one. I don't think Cole Hamels was the one to fix it. It was actually
a
weird
move. I don't
think
Cole Hamels puts you over, but I think it could wind up. It's a gamble. What did they give up for Cole Hamels? You're the minor league guy. Is this anything?
Nah, they didn't give up anything for him, which was pretty surprising. But see, on the other end, I like the J.A. Happ trade for the Yankees. I think that's a positive move. They did give up a couple pieces. I was surprised they gave up Brandon Drury, who at one time was being talked about in like potential Manny Machado stuff, and Billy McKinney, who is a former Cubs prospect, who I saw him last year in the Arizona Fall League out here in Arizona. He was pretty solid, man. He's got a bat, but he struggled. He struggled with average issues. That's kind of his thing. But Toronto has got some serum, man. They've got a serum where they're, I mean, and I'm not saying it's a legal serum, but they've got something with those minor league prospects right now that's going on. I like that trade as a whole. I like what Toronto got, and I like the Yankees buying in on Hap like way more than Cole Hamels.
Yeah. I would much prefer Happ. And like you've been mentioned this on the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast for a couple weeks that, you know, Happ is kind of the guy to the big domino to fall here, yeah, unless Archer winds up getting moved or someone unforeseen.
Well, it was that
traded.
But it was that Happ needed to be moved for the market to establish itself for guys like Chris Archer. You know what I mean? Like we had to know, okay, what is like where actually you know, here I should look. This probably tells a lot too. What was Happ's current contract? Because if he was a, I'm looking it up.
I think
right
he's
now.
Got a couple years left, right?
Well, I think.
I don't think they give up Drury. He's a free agent. They gave him Drury Amicetti.
They gave so he's a free agent. So what that
what
did,
does that
though,
say to you about Drury's career though? Do you think Drury might just be?
No,
I mean, are you excited about him in Toronto? I mean,
if he gets playing time, yes, I kind of am. But I'm not sure how much playing time is going to be there. Like,
right.
I wonder.
Isn't Vlad Jr. going to play third?
Yeah, see, that's
up?
What I'm saying. Is like, is he just essentially a stopgap right now?
I mean, but he
Vlad?
Can play second. Drury
can't.
He can.
He
can play in the outfield a little bit, but he they can. Have a million outfielders.
No, everyone wanted to buy on the bat for Brandon Drury right now, so I get the buy. But I would say that's a relatively aggressive package, you know, Drury and McKinney for Happ, who's going to be a free agent. But what it did was it set the table for what that market is. And also, this was the bigger thing, it took away the secondary options for teams. So if teams are like, we have got to better our rotation. Hey, you know, sure, we'd love Archer. The price is really high, but we can get Happ. He's a free agent after. We just have to give up maybe one piece of an asset. That's now gone. So the solid pitching option, who is a free agent and is going to cost you a lot less, is out. Teams that really want to make a run for it, they might have to like full on consider giving away valuable assets for guys that have a more controllable future, like Brandon Drury. And the other one that's coming up and the Braves are talking to with the Jays, Marcus Stroman. And the Braves, to me, the Braves have been the most, you know, promising team with prospects to make some of these moves. And I wonder if they've just been waiting out the market. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But at the same time, they're almost kind of like the Braves are talking to teams that don't necessarily like have to trade. They don't have to trade Stroman and Archer. They can wait till the off season. So you're not really waiting out the market if that's what like the perception was.
You know, I get what you're saying. What I'm thinking is, because when we talked about this in the last segment, and you know, I mean, the Jays don't seem to be willing to move Stroman. They let him pitch last night. You know, it doesn't seem like he's going to be getting moved. But I do think that because the expected pieces are moving now, right? I think there is going to be a counterpunch by some of these teams after the expected teams get moved to where big minor league pieces are getting moved for big, big major league pieces, like right at the deadline.
You got
because
it.
Because everything seems to be almost locked up and done at this point. I mean, there's a couple other smaller moves. We'll see a ton of relievers get moved over the next, three or four days.
You still got Moustakas that's looming out there. He's
right.
Going to be traded. Adam Jones is another one I would assume is going to be traded. Those are two big ones. But, like, we did sit here and say, hey, is this deadline going to be boring? All the moves are happening. Where we're almost starting to build up to say, is the market so active and so many teams are in it? Are we going to see one of these controllable asset trades actually go down? Are we going to see a team like the Braves give up maybe two top pitching prospects and then another lower prospect to acquire a guy like Archer? And with the movement that's going on, they now have the ability to trade international assets, you know, international slot stuff. You can trade draft picks sooner than ever. I kind of think we might be leaning towards that. And I would throw Archer and Stroman into the, quote, surprising category of trades that can go down. I think we really could be walking into a trade deadline that has one of those trades with the teams that haven't jumped in yet and the amount of teams that are making these moves.
I know we're kind of up against it here, but who do you think is going to be the big piece?
Are we going to wait? I like it. Let's whisper.
I think we got to tease.
We're going
to
whisper.
I think we may have to tease for the next segment. All right. Like, who is going to be the big piece? Because I guess let me ask you this before we get to that.
Oh, we're not whispering anymore.
What are what are the teams that are in contention right now that have just tons of minor league depth? They can give up anything. Atlanta's one of them.
Atlanta is one of them.
Philly's got a ton. Right?
That's one of them. Absolutely. The Yankees are
Dodgers.
100%. The Dodgers, pretty much. The Yankees, Braves, and Phillies.
Red Sox.
Red Sox, absolutely not. But the Yankees, Braves, and Phillies are three teams that are maybe top six in minor league baseball, and they're in contention. So, all right. We'll talk about that on the other side of this hour, plus fantasy football frenzy. That's what's going down here because there's a lot to talk about. Draft weekends are coming up, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.